Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday, the 12th of December. I hope everybody is good. Christmas getting closer. Don't forget the Christmas party Friday night. Bring your beers. Okay, what's happened? Old a shame to see Paolo Rossi passed away. I meant to mention that the other day. I watched the 78 World Cup. I actually watched it. I was in Scotland. I can remember watching Peru beat Scotland at some Scottish relatives in Cumbernauld, but that's about all I can remember of that World Cup. But the 82 one was sort of, I was 11, was the first one you got really involved, and obviously Rossi was superb for Italy in that. Shame to see he died so young. That really was sort of my first national tournament, I guess, or world tournament where I got right into it. But no ages, it's 64. 2020 keeps on being a nightmare. An old SCOTUS of SCOTUS, the old Supreme Court, have kicked the Texas. I mean, that lawsuit, I read a bit of that on Thursday night. What a load of old nonsense that was. That's the old governor just cozying up to his mucker. So that's now, what, 1 for 58, isn't it, in court cases? And the one they won was just about standing 6 feet away or something, I believe. It's just incredible, isn't it? What an absolute shambles. I mean, the very first thing when you form a cult, the very first thing that you have to do, I'm an expert in forming cults, so it's a bit worrying, isn't it? Convince everyone that the other people are lying. That's basically it. Once you've done that, then you're off and running. And the problem with this is, he's convincing a load of people he's lying, that they're lying, and this, that, and the other. But when it actually comes to court, when you've got to present evidence, and lying is classed as perjury, which is a prison offence, not quite so easy, is it? And I'm getting it now, the old Trumpers, I love it, because they're getting more desperate, running out of time, they're starting to come back at me now. I'm getting a few messages and emails about how out of order I am, don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, it's all a great big con, the Democrats, it's one of the biggest scandals, treason, all sorts of words I've had thrown at me. Now, as I keep saying, provide the evidence. I mean, this is a Supreme Court that Trump's loaded 30% on. And they couldn't give it the time of day, no standing out. And this is him going, this is the big one, this is the big one. Where is the big one? Where's the big evidence of all this that's gone on that's going to turn all this upside down? Where is it? Don't show me dodgy videos and Fox News clips and other right-wing loonies talking. Actually show me the evidence. And I have to keep telling them because I think I'm a Biden lover. I've got nothing against him, but I'm not for him at all. Well, wait and see what sort of president he'll be. I just think the alternative is I just think the guy's an absolute shit. He's an absolute grifter. The grift goes on. He'll keep going. People giving him money, paying off his debts, and be interesting to see. I'm never normally wrong, so let's see what happens over the next couple of years, what comes out about him out of the presidential office, and people can start looking into him more. Another one I'm right about, Bielsa. What is going on? I mean, it is, isn't it? West Ham fifth again. West Ham United fifth. And to be fair, I said to one of the boys, Kev Kelly, West Ham fan, I said, they done it with 10 men last night. That Haller, he has got to be, I mean, he's up there when Spurs had Gregors Raziak. He is just dreadful. I watched about 15, 20 minutes against United when he was like a flipping baby giraffe in front of the goal when he got cleaned through and went over. And then last night, I had to turn it off. I thought it might be quite a good game. Let's watch the first 10, 15 minutes. Leeds penalty. I don't know what was going on there. I mean, you see the first penalty. It's like he's on the fiddle. It's that bad. And then keeper comes off the line, gets the retake. Was barely off his line, but I agree, I've got no problem with it if you're going to do it for all of them. But when he took the second one, you got players about 5 yards in the box before he's kicked it. Just the officiating, it's fuck all to do with VARs, just dreadful. But then that Haller, gee, he can't even make contact with the ball. He struggles to actually kick it. I turned it off because I'm no West Ham fan. I can't stand them. He was annoying me. God knows what it must be like as a West Ham fan. I said, I can't watch anymore. He's driving me mad. So they beat Leeds with 10 men. Bielsa ball, one win at home now in what, six? 4-3 against Fulham. Hardly anything to shout about. No wonder, see, I said, again, Poch was a Bielsa disciple. Myths. Absolute myths. Every game that goes by, I said with Leeds, I want to wait and see what happens. I think they're going to be right down there at the bottom. They're going to be right down there, banging trouble. The bit I saw last night, I thought West Ham were well worth the win. I didn't watch it all, so I can't say whether Leeds were peppering the goal at the end, but I very much doubt it from what I saw. Right, that's that. What have we got? Let's move on to some bits and bobs, bobs and bits, bobs and bits. Football, I've got a couple for you. I've got a first half goal at QPR. So if it's 0-0 on 20-25 minutes, drip laying a first half goal, QPR's game in the Championship this afternoon. Oh, don't bet in the Championship, no goals in the Championship, don't bet in the Championship, home teams never win and there's no goals, don't ever bet there. Over 2.5 at Crotone, over 2.5 Crotone versus Spezia. And I do fancy Augsburg tomorrow. I'll mention that again tomorrow, but I fancy Augsburg in the German League against Schalke tomorrow. Over 2.5 Crotone, trade as the goals go in, perhaps drip it in over the first 10 minutes, it's about even money. And then drip it in and trade on the goals with a view to removing your liability. What I tend to do is if the first goal goes in, I'll wait and hope to get the second goal before I get my entry point. If the price gets back there then, without another goal, then I can scratch at no loss to myself. I would have shown that on the live trading video last week if we'd had some goals. And I will do another one of those. A couple of you reporting problems with browsers. I've no idea what's going on with that. I've not done anything different. I think Safari have updated and Safari seems to be a problem. I've put the link in there. If you copy and paste the link direct, I think that may work. And I sent the password out in an email. I'm not giving it out anywhere else. Right, that's that. Right, we have now got some... I've got some horses as well. Hold on a second. Some pod horses. Okay, the 11:50 they start, so half an hour from when I'm recording this. Hopefully people get them. Right, 12:20 at Doncaster, Dal Horisgla. 2:40 Doncaster, Glorious Zoff. 3:00 Cheltenham, Goshen. 3:35 Cheltenham, The White Mouse. And 5:15 at Wolverhampton, Leighton. That is all the pod horses for today. Dal Horisgla, what sort of name is that? God, somebody will tell me, I'm sure. Okay, that's it. Have a loads on today. A lot of football to keep an eye on. So have a good Saturday. I'll be back tomorrow. Obviously no horses, but NFL. I see that game last week. I put up 45-0, the Patriots. One of them, they got beaten the week, didn't they? Funny old NFL season, looking like Kansas going to take all the stopping again. But yes, right, have a good Saturday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.